This is James Benton of the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and thank you for listening in to programs offered by TRRS. We are providing a new service for our listeners, an audio on-demand program guide. Some of our material in the early morning hour comes from the Massachusetts Talking Information Center, but most of our broadcast originate from our studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, and are available by podcast following their initial broadcast. These programs are intended for a print and visually impaired audience, and this presentation is being made by Bill McClure and Myra DeBruel, volunteers who are print and visually impaired. The scripts we are using have been transcribed into Braille by the Division of Services for the Blind of North Carolina, located on the campus of the Governor Moorhead School. Now, our program guide for Tuesdays.
This is Bill McClure. Any program listed as MTIC is being streamed from the Massachusetts Talking Information Center.
And this is Myra DeBruel, and welcome to Tuesday.
At midnight, Business Week from MTIC.
At 1, articles from the Boston Globe from MTIC.
At 2, articles from the Boston Herald from MTIC.
At 3, Off the Shelf from MTIC.
At 4, The Magazine Rack from MTIC.
At 5, articles from the National Review and the Weekly Standard from MTIC.
At 6, Rolling Stone Magazine from MTIC.
At 7, Dialogue and ACB Reports from MTIC.
At 7:30, Sports Illustrated for Kids, presented by John Ivey.
At 8, articles from the Wall Street Journal from MTIC.
At 9, Get Fit, presented by Gay Gilbert.
At 9:30, state and local news from the News and Observer, presented by Tim Mannix and Michael Stehan.
At 11:30, Our State Magazine, presented by Fred Brack.
At noon, life and sports from the News and Observer, and then articles from the Chatham County News and the Person County Courier Times, presented by Sally Thielen and Leon Whitehead.
At 1:30, Money Matters from the News and Observer, presented by Pat Perry.
At 3, Take My Arm, a look at the situations and aspirations of the sight impaired, with conversations with people who are sight impaired, and also some of our own volunteers, hosted by Bill McClure, Richard Dunnigan, and Bob Martin.
At 3, Reader's Digest, presented by Jim Cronin.
At 4, Extra Edition, a look back at local news not covered earlier, presented by Mary Mason and Marge Messiano.
At 5, State and Local News from the News and Observer, presented by Mike Skehan and Tim Mannix.
At 7 o'clock, the USA Today, presented by Tim Therrington, Beth Palmer, Jim Cronin, Hannah Sullivan, and Jeff Griffith.
At 8:30, Independent Living. The first Tuesday is Science Fiction, presented by Kurt Benrood and Company. The second Tuesday is Movie Review and Theater Preview, presented by Laura Arwood. The third Tuesday is Heard Any Good Books Lately, presented by George Douglas. The fourth Tuesday is North Carolina Museum History, presented by Ed Trembley. If there is a fifth Tuesday, one of the previous programs will be rebroadcast.
At 9, Sports in North Carolina from the News and Observer, presented by Louise McCoy.
At 9:30, Vision News, articles concerning eyesight, presented by Brent Closter.
At 10, Bookshelf Light, short story readings presented by various readers.
And at 11, Vanity Fair Part 2, presented by Nancy Jones.
This is Myra DeBruel. If you might be able to help support the programs of TRRS, please call us at 919-832-5138.
And Bill McClure for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If for any reason regularly scheduled readers are unavailable for their broadcast, volunteer replacements will be assigned. TRRS, we breathe words into your life since 1983.